Yachting Monthly, January 2013, Libby Purvis. Not everybody's a born teacher, certainly not every skipper, racing or cruising, or even chartering or instructing. Nor is every parent on or off a family boat, and for that reason we should praise, cherish and cultivate those who are born teachers. Especially when it comes to sailing, a diverse discipline involving sufficient physics, geography, maths, new vocabulary, engineering, meteorology and PE for a full baccalaureate, a boatalaureate perhaps. Food technology also comes in handy in the galley, and possibly a bit of chemistry and biology when dealing with the less soignée class of bilge. And RE might be handy too, just to cover those vital verses of Eternal Father Strong to Save and Will Your Anchor Hold in the Storms of Life, which become so necessary on wild nights off Valencia. Anyway, there is a lot to learn. Even determined autodidacts who learn stuff out of books and useful technical articles in YM usually benefit from a bit of face-to-face instruction as well. Paul was already streets ahead of me when we first met, having crossed the North Sea single-handed in a boat of roughly the size and seaworthiness of a large butter dish, but he didn't know how to stow a mainsail tidily. I did, because various martinet skippers in my small lad sailing days insisted I did it right. Indeed, on most boats we've owned since, there's been something to learn from crew or neighbouring craft, even if surreptitiously. Ooh, look how they've fixed that. Quick, take a picture. And if it were not for one excellent friend, a maritime author, expert sailor and Trinity House elder, we still wouldn't know how to rig a timinogi, let alone what one was. Look it up. So, what makes a good teacher and a good pupil? First of all, I suppose an open declaration that teaching is indeed what is going on. The first time I had a weekend with the great CT on his ancient oyster smack, a picturesque floating mass of gafferish needs, he came straight to the point. Libby, are you ever going to come again? Because if so, I'll show you how to do that properly. Oh, yes, please. Right, like this. It's amazing how often this simple rubric is omitted from a weekend sail with friends or children's schoolmates. If a passenger never intends to be a crew, it is absolutely fine to retie, rewind, readjust, or just climb over them and do it yourself. A charter skipper once said moodily, "My whole life is like being a single-hander but with an obstacle course." But if they're going to come again, teach them. It's a no-brainer. But some experienced sailors are hopeless teachers. Nervousness doesn't help, since nobody really hears an instruction uttered in a high, tense voice, either because they're alarmed at the sense of imminent disaster or distracted by wondering whether the skipper is having a breakdown. Nor does it help when he or she assumes that the learner spent the preceding week memorising the Oxford Dictionary of Ships and the Sea, and therefore barks, "Run it through that dead eye, just a port of the cransign, and then reeve it back to the horse just aft of the gammon." Or in more modern craft, "Harden up the downhaul on that asymmetric, the jammer's the one just above the VMG readout." The only reply to this, reasonably, is, "What?" The other thing all teachers know is that pupils need to find some stuff out for themselves with only the merest nudge, and that this can take time. The first time you steer hard on the wind, you may need to pinch a bit just to feel the difference between a willing boat forging forward under tight sails and one which is nearly stuck, with a jib flapping. With a nerve of iron, the good teacher stands aside while this happens, refraining from opaque cries like, "Sail your boat, boy, sail your boat!" The stern deck is a good place for supervising this sort of private experimentation, especially if you can reach the wheel or tiller with your foot if things get hairy. We had a nice clear counter on the rummer, and I remember standing there watching two teenage boys, fresh from sailing lessons at school, trying for the first time to manage our boat just off Oban Harbour. I thought guiltily, "Oh, if I was a real sailing instructor, I'd just kick a cushion over the side now, get them to do a man overboard drill." I didn't. Luckily, though, at that moment a cushion blew overboard anyway, and the pair of them did a neat jibe, hove to, and got it with a boat hook, faster than I would have.